Sidebar story to the R. Kelly trial going on in Chicago, as we just discussed. I love this story. I love it for a couple of reasons. I'll tell you the story. Local criminal defense lawyer approached R. Kelly in court. He goes up to R. Kelly, according to the story. Mike Roman is the local criminal defense lawyer. Mike Roman goes up to R. Kelly while he's sitting alone at the defense table, and he offers R. Kelly a free copy of his band's CD, Mike Roman and the Telstars. Mike Roman's an attorney. He also has a band. R. Kelly says, no, thank you, can't do it. Roman persists. According to the story, attorneys called the deputies, and Mike Roman, the attorney, was detained, but not before trying to sell a Cha-Cha Time CD to one of Kelly's defense attorneys for $15. Mike.
Good morning, Johnny. Be cool.
How you doing, man?
Mike, how are you?
What's true in this and what's not true in it? You're a local defense attorney, criminal defense lawyer. You're in the R. Kelly trial for what reason?
I'll tell you what, Johnny. Law is my profession, but music has always been my passion.
Yeah, that's good.
That was even before I played with Carlos Santana's band.
Well, let me tell you, Mike, why I like the story. Because, you know, musicians, it's very hard to get your music out there into the world. And a musician, no matter where you are, anywhere, any place, anytime, you see an opportunity to get your music heard, you got to take it.
I agree with you. And I'll tell you here, I was in the courtroom, and I know a couple of his defense lawyers. And, you know, like musicians, we like to check out each other. Sometimes they come to see my trials, or I go to see theirs.
So you went to the R. Kelly trial simply to observe other lawyers in action.
That's correct.
Okay, now.
First I met R. Kelly. I shook his hand, and, you know, he was very gracious when we met. In fact, he smiled when I told him that I played with the guys from Santana, and that they, Carlos Santana's original percussion section, played on our CD.
Right.
He told me to give the CD to his bodyguard.
Right.
The man in black sitting outside the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Either the media didn't know about that, or they decided not to write about it.
To write it, yeah.
The reason that I was not able to give it to his bodyguard was because the sheriff came up to me, and he thought I was asking for R. Kelly's autograph.
All right, now wait. Did you at all approach the table where R. Kelly was sitting alone, or not with your CD Cha-Cha Time in your hand?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so R. Kelly was sitting alone. You walked up. You said, hey, I'm Mike Roman from Mike Roman and the Telstars, and I've got a CD called Cha-Cha Time. I want you to have it.
No, here's what happened. The first time I approached Mr. Kelly, that was in the presence of his lawyers, okay?
Yeah.
And I told him about the album. He seemed interested.
How did he seem? I want to know what R. Kelly said when you were just with him alone. When you said to him, I've got a CD, you said he seemed interested, Mike. What did he do to you?
Like Santana. He smiled. His eyes lit up when I told him I got, I got the people from Santana playing on the CD. I told him, good luck with your trial, and he said, good luck with your CD.
Yeah.
So then I walked away, and I said to myself, well, you know, maybe this is time to give him the CD. I didn't have a CD with me, Johnny.
Oh, you did not have one? Oh, okay.
I had it in the back of my trunk. I went across the street to the parking lot, got the CD, went back in the court.
Right.
The sheriff saw the CD. He didn't say anything.
Right.
I went back in there. Now, this time, his lawyers were not there. They were in chambers with the judge, along with the prosecution.
So there R. Kelly is sitting all alone. There you are. You got the CD in your hand. Boom, you make a move.
I went back. I said, you know, I got to see. As a matter of fact, I went and got the CD from the car.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, I cannot take it right now as much as I like to, but why don't you give the CD to my bodyguard? He's the bald-headed man dressed in black. He's sitting outside the courtroom. As I was about to do that, the sheriff asked me, he thought I was trying to get R. Kelly's autograph. And I told him, no, I'm here to give him my CD. He says, yeah, right. In this CD, we have Carlos Santana's original percussion section and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No, I'm going to listen. I got all that, but I want to make sure, when did it get ugly? When did the...
It never got ugly.
Well, when did you get detained? When did they call the attorneys called the deputies and told you to get out of there?
No, here's what happened. The sheriff, and when I told him, he says, okay, well, you don't have to explain it to the judge. And I said, let's go. So we went to the to the judge's right outside the chamber. But the judge, for some reason or other, he did not ask to talk to me. Apparently, they had an ex-party communication, by themselves.
So you were told, Mike, they brought you in front of the judge and you had the CD in your hand, or did you drop it at R. Kelly's table and just run?
I had the CD in my hand because R. Kelly told me to give it.
Yeah, give it to the bodyguard.
That's right.
All right, so you went to the judge. You got the CD. Did you try to give it to the judge? Hey, you should take a listen to this or something. You know, try
you
to
know
pitch.
What? It's not a bad idea, Johnny.
No, you got it. When you have I'm surprised, by the way, Mike, and musicians out there will be surprised that you didn't have a CD on you right away.
You got
to go
what?
Back to your trunk and get one and come back.
I'm gonna be carrying the CDs in my briefcase.
Exactly, that's exactly right, Mike. So R. Kelly said, "Hey, no," and he seemed like it was like he was sincere. I'll give that Cha Cha Time CD a listen, but give it to the bodyguard. You go to the judge. Then when did you get booted out?
It didn't happen like that. Here, the sheriff said you're gonna have to talk to the judge. I said, "That's cool." Then they told me to wait in a room next door to the chambers.
Yeah.
Okay. Now in chambers they were discussing the case. I don't know. I'm not privy to that. But the judge never asked me to go in front of him. All they said, the judges want you to leave the courtroom.
Right.
I then voluntarily left. They made it look like I got booted out. I did not get booted out.
You did not?
I'm an officer of the court. But I was obeying the order from the judge. The judge's order vis-a-vis the sheriff was that I had to leave the courtroom.
Now, Mike, are you going to go back to trial today?
Yeah, I got a trial in Bloomington Normal.
Oh, wait, you're not going back to the R. Kelly trial, though?
No, I'm busy. I got my own trials.
All right,
I got a criminal case in Bloomington today.
Here's my suggestion to you, though. If you get an opportunity to go back to the R. Kelly trial, you should bring a busload of CDs and just sit out there with a little table and a little sign that says Mike Roman of the Telstars, Cha-Cha Time, available now. Sell it for like $5 and start selling it when people come in out of trial.
You know, great. You got a great idea, but I'd like to invite you to come and sit in with us with Santana's lineup. They're going to be playing with us, with the Telstars. On July 2nd at the Taste of Chicago, we're also going to be playing at the Viva Chicago Latin Festival in August. You know, last year we played with Jose Feliciano. We did just not open for Jose Feliciano.
Oh, I love Jose Feliciano. I love them all. I love Santana.
Well, and we love you the way you're playing, and we want you to sit in with our group and come and jam, and it'll be an honor. And I'll tell you what, I would like for you to also...
Hey, wait. Are you playing this Sunday or not?
Yes, we're playing at the Back of the Yards.
Mike Roman and the Telstars, it says here, are going to be at the Back of the Yards Festival in Chicago, 47th and Damon, Sunday, noon to 12:45.
You must be looking at a website, Telstars.com.
Yeah, Telstars.com, that's right. That's
you know,
right.
We got this the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame trophy, which Chipito was unable to get at the 1998 Santana induction.
Yeah.
And I would like for you to give it to him. Either at the Taste of Chicago or at the Viva Chicago, and then you can sit in with us and jam with us.
Yes, I would love to play congas with your organization.
Okay, come on
yes,
over.
Yes, I love to play congas. Is this your band right here?
Yes, sir. Cha-Cha Time.
Mike Roman of the Telstars. So you tried to give it. You tried to give your CD, Cha-Cha Time, to R. Kelly. He said give it to the bodyguard. The lawyers detained you, told you to go before the judge, and then you have another trial in Bloomington. But I would go sell outside the R. Kelly trial now. Now you're notorious.
Thank you.
All right, Mark Roman. By the way, can you buy your record somewhere?
Yes, it's going to be on Best Buy, or you can buy it online, Telstars.com or CD Baby.
All right, Mike Roman and the, what's the name of the band? The Telstars.
That's right.
All right, Mike, good luck to you. Sorry about that R. Kelly thing, but he seemed to be nice with you, didn't you?
Yes, he was great.
How'd you like to be in a video with him?
Which video? Maybe you can be the cameraman.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Mike Roman. Cha-Cha Time. It's available now. And R. Kelly doesn't have it. Mike Roman and the Telstars, Back of the Arts Festival, 47th and Damon, this Sunday. I love the headlines, though, the paper. Attorney to R. Kelly. Hey, check out my CD. In the middle of a trial. Musicians, you got to get it when you can get it. What is my line for everything in the prize closet coming up? That means everything in the prize closet, including qualifying for you and your dad to go to Jamaica. The Loop Rocks.